Yeah, but Simmon Wines.
I never heard of that.
And, but I don't know what they make out of them on those big persimmons. But I've seen those big persimmons, and boy, they're pretty. They're big, big too, and they say they're really good when they get ripe. Now, the old possum persimmon that we have here, they're good whenever they get ripe, but they're not very good when they're puckery. They're just not. Possum will eat them. They're regular possum apple.
Is that mostly what possums live off of?
Oh, no.
Or what else do they eat?
If they just ate the simmons, I'd like to eat a possum, but they'll eat dead things.
Oh.
They like to get up in an old carcass, and being we've done talked about some things, like even we talked about a polecat. I don't guess too bad about a carcass, but they'll crawl up in those carcasses and they'll eat that tainted meat and stuff. And they're nice. But they'll eat those simmons. Those simmons are good. They like them.
Well, did you ever used to feed them to the hogs?
Hogs eat all simmons. Now, you got a bunch of simmons. Now, you're talking about something now. You got in simmons field, you have an old field, and it'd be full of simmons. Well, some simmons trees won't bear it, some will.
Uh-huh.
There's something like else that they could talk about. But those hogs will just make those trees with pads. And they'll be there at the time one of them falls off. There's some hog there. Of course, that's in the time when we have wild hogs. That's when we have range hogs.
Yeah.
And they make all them simmons trees until the simmons all played out, and then they start eating on acorns and things like that. But they really like the simmons, the hog does. And they make them fat because they're sweet. They got a lot of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
They eat seed all, the hog does.
Well, how does the meat, if a hog's been eating on those, would that affect the taste of the meat?
No, they don't get enough of simmons to change it. If you put him up in the pen, just fed him simmons, well, it probably would change the taste of the meat. But ordinarily, about all the taste of the meat you ever get would be that they get a big acorn crop. Why? Well, they eat white oak acorns and pen oak acorns. By then, you'll have the meat is sweet and meat's good. It really is good. Now, it's really better than the corn fed meat. It's got a better taste to it, but it's oily. Oh, it won't get hard, and it won't do nothing. It just stays oily. You fry a sausage, it'll just be oily. It'll just be so full of old grease and oil, and then your oil won't ever get cold. It just stays, it'll run all the time. It won't get hard like all your meat, all your lard, the regular old hog lard that you get, that's real hog lard, it'll get hard, because it's corn fed.
Uh-huh.
But a mass-fed lard won't get hard. I know ain't there many ham that come out of the wood. I had a lot of hogs in the woods. We just go out there and kill them and put them and eat them, you know, and then have fresh meat or we'd saw them down in a barrel for the year, for the winter, knowing the spring. And we'd have ham out of them. We didn't have no cold storage or anything like that. We just salt the meat down. But I wouldn't have to feed them in corn. Sometimes they didn't have a good acorn crop. That was in our young days, back when we first married. But had lots of acorn. I had a lot of hogs out in the woods, and we'd kill our meat out of the woods, get our lard out of the woods. And sometimes I'd have to feed them corn to get them fat. And then I'd kill them after I got them fat with corn. Then that meat would be hard. It would be corn fed.
Uh-huh.
They're different. Lots of your persimmon trees, we're talking about. We were talking about the other day. The male and female of a cemetery. Now you have a female of a cemetery and you have a male cemetery, and the male cemetery won't bear no simmons.
Oh, you don't mean it, really?
They strip their pollen when they bloom.
Uh-huh.
And you got to have a male of a cemetery and a female of a cemetery to raise them simmons, but the male tree won't ever carry no simmons. They'll all fall off. Pollen that will germinate from one tree to the other,
mm-hmm.
but then your female tree will bear persimmon. And more, and talk about having persimmon, it'll probably have lots of persimmons on it.
The female will. But now,
isn't
that amazing? I never
They say that the one that don't bear is a male tree. That's what they claim. Now, ordinarily, they claim that any kind of tree that blooms, that pollen is stripped through the bees and things like that. But the bees will really suck those blossoms on a simmon tree, but they will.